91X News.
It's 1 degree and cloudy at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Katy Perry. U.S. President Donald Trump has already been busy in his first 100 days in the White House. Yesterday, Trump signed an executive order on the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines. And today he plans to visit the Department of Homeland Security to reveal his first action on immigration and also taking on gun violence in Chicago.
President Trump plans to crack down on immigration. ABC News has learned that Trump's executive actions will move to suspend immigration from many Middle Eastern countries. And he's also expected to direct funds for the construction of a wall along the southern U.S.-Mexico border. The president also taking on Chicago violence in a tweet threatening to, quote, send in the feds if the city can't reduce its homicide figures. Stephanie Ramos, ABC News, Washington.
The wall that President Trump promised his voters may be coming into a reality. Reporter Tom Lamas has the story.
This is what his supporters first came to him for. This is what they were chanting at every single rally up until the election. For Donald Trump, he has to build this wall.
Administration officials also expect Trump to target sanctuary cities and restrict the flow of refugees allowed into the United States. Trump is formally launching his plan to curb immigration. Mark Smith has the story.
It was a campaign season mainstay.
We're going to build a wall, a wall. We're going to build a wall.
Now the president's set to sign directives telling federal agency chiefs to get to work on it. Of course, paying for it's another matter. With Mexico vowing not to foot the bill, Congress, at least for now, needs to find the money. Meantime, on a visit to the Department of Homeland Security today, Trump's also signing orders targeting so-called sanctuary cities, restricting refugees coming to the U.S., and temporarily halting new visas for citizens of some Muslim-majority countries. Mark Smith at the White House.
Arkansas Republican Senators Tom Cotton and John Bozeman praised Trump's decisions about the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines for the creation of jobs. But the Sierra Club director, Glenn Hooks, isn't celebrating. Hooks says the pipelines are environmental hazards.
It's a really bad day for people who care about clean water and people who care about clean energy.
Though Trump did not cite a source for his numbers, he said that the pipelines will create 28,000 jobs. The presidential election was riddled with Trump's claims of voter fraud. Up until tweeting this morning that he was going to order an investigation, Trump made claims of a rigged voting system before the election had taken place. 3 to 5 million votes are claimed to be illegally cast, according to a White House spokesman. But reporter Cecilia Vega says some of Trump's allies don't agree with the president.
Even President Trump's own lawyers seem to be contradicting his widespread claim of voter fraud in court filings. They objected to a post-election recount in the state of Michigan, writing all available evidence suggests the election was, quote, not tainted by fraud or mistake.
All 50 states have finalized their election results with no reports of the kind of widespread fraud that Trump is alleging. Although all states have finalized their results, Trump's claims of election fraud could include people voting from the grave. Reporter Mark Smith has more.
Apparently stung by news stories and fact-checking pointing out there's no evidence of significant vote fraud, the president took to Twitter this morning to announce he's asking for a major investigation of it. He says that needs to cover immigrants here illegally who might have voted, people registered to vote in multiple states, and, quoting here, those who are dead, many for a long time.
Depending on the results of the investigation, Trump is vowing to strengthen up voting procedures. More bodies have been found by rescue crews in the rubble of a hotel that was crashed in central Italy after last week's avalanche. Nicole Winfield has the story.
Rescue crews have pulled out a 24th body now from the rubble of the hotel that was buried by an avalanche. 5 people are still missing. Searches are continuing.
Meanwhile, after a fatal helicopter crash, rescuers are mourning the loss of 5 crew members and an injured skier. After the federal government online electoral reform survey closed, the findings say that two-thirds of Canadians who responded are happy with how the current system works. Terry Pedwell has the story.
The report released by Democratic Institutions Minister Karina Gould indicates that while Canadians like the current system, they are open to changing it, but not if the changes make voting more complicated. And the report says a little over half of Canadians are opposed to mandatory voting, but support electing members of parliament online if the voting system is proven secure. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau promised during the last election campaign that the 2015 vote would be the last held under the current first-past-the-post electoral system, although he has since shown signs of backing away from that commitment. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Loyalist College now has approval from the federal government to conduct research and analysis using medical marijuana. A controlled drugs and substance license has been granted to the college from Health Canada. This will give the go-ahead for the supercritical CO2 extraction applied research lab to start testing marijuana. Innovative green technology will be used to extract and evaluate the medically significant components of the plant. Loyalist President Anne-Marie Vaughn says the school is proud in research and development of safe and effective products that use the plant. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Are you passionate about protecting our natural resources? Do you want to be part of a team that works towards creating a world where people and nature live in harmony? Then maybe you have what it takes to work for Quinte Conservation this summer. Quinte Conservation is hiring summer students for a variety of jobs, including environmental technicians, campground attendants, and education and stewardship administration support. Check online for all the details at quinteconservation.ca. The application deadline is January 31st.
Good afternoon, I'm Katie Perry with QNET Sports. World number two Serena Williams will join her sister Venus in the Australian Open semifinals after beating ninth-seeded Joanna Konta, 6-2, 6-3. Serena had only kind words for Konta.
She's been playing so well. She won Sydney. She's been cleaning up her matches. I was in the locker room watching her win. I'm like, gosh, she's doing so well. So she's definitely just, you know, a future champion here for sure. So I was just really happy to be able to get through that.
Williams was asked how it felt to have three women over 30 in the semifinals, including her opponent, Joanna Konta.
It's really amazing. 30s is the new 10. I'm so proud of Mariana. She's been playing so well. We played well over a decade ago. Oh my God, almost two decades ago. So it's so good to see her back out and to see her in the semifinal. Really just is so inspiring for me.
Ben Roethlisberger may not be back next season. The Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback says he's going to take some time to think about if he wants to keep playing. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin says all that he can do is wait for Roethlisberger to make a decision.
Obviously, I'm hopeful that he returns, and you know his return, obviously, or potential for his return or not returning, will weigh heavily in our planning. But I'm not alarmed or surprised by that thought process.
Roethlisberger turns 35 in March and has missed time in each of the two last seasons after suffering knee injuries. And for his fourth shutout of the season, Mike Condon stopped 31 shots as the Ottawa Senators beat the Washington Capitals 3-0. It was the first time the Capitals lost in regulation time since December 27th against the New York Islanders. Senators coach Guy Boucher says the win all boils down to teamwork.
Everybody pulled together. We really had a pack mentality, which has given us a lot of success since the beginning of the year.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today will be mainly cloudy with periods of snow and rain beginning this afternoon and a high of +2. Tonight, expect periods of rain changing into clouds before morning. Risk of freezing rain this evening and a low of 0. Tomorrow will be cloudy with periods of rain and snow beginning in the morning and ending in the afternoon. Expect a high of +3, falling to 0 in the afternoon. It's 12:09 and it's 1 degrees at QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca.